ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 35, entitled The Prayers of the Demigods. Text 35. What is the rhythm? Satvana cheda taridam niyajam bhavet. No, it's not that one. Satvana cheda taridam niyajam bhavet. Vigyana magyana vidapamarjanam. Guna prakashair anumayate bhavan. Prakashate yasya chayena vagunam. Satvana chedataridam niyam bhavet. Vigyana gyana vidapamarjanam. Kuna prakashair anumiyate bhavan. Prakashate yasya chayena vagunam. Please chant. Na prakasha namiya devaman. Prakashair anumiyate bhavan. Prakashate yasya chayena bhagunam. Satvana chedhataridam niyam bhavet. Vigyana gyana vidam bhavarjanam. Ma prakasha diyave bhava. Prakasha te yas namaguna. Satvana chedhataridani yambavet. Vigyana vigyana vipada marjanam. Prakasir anuite prakashate yasya chayena bhaguna. Mata is please. Sattvana chidhataridam niyam bhavet. Vijnana jnana vidapamarjanam. Na prakashairanumiyate bhavan. Prakashate yasya cha jena bhagunam. Satana chedataritan yambavet. Vijnana jnana vidapamarjanam. Kuna prakashairanumiyate bhavan. Prakashate yasya cha yena bhagunam. Satvam, Shuddha Sattva, transcendental, na, not, chet, if, data, or reservoir of all energies, causes all causes, idam, this, niyam, personal, spiritual, vavet, cool have been. Vijnanam, transcendental knowledge. Agyana vida, which drives away the ignorance of material moods. Apamarjanan, completely vanquished. Guna prakashai, by the awakening of such transcendental knowledge. Anumiyate, becomes manifested. Havam, your lordship. Prakashate, exhibit. Yasya, whose. Cha, en. Yena, by which. Va, either, guna, quality, or intelligence. Translation in purport by His Divine Grace, Exi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Kijai. Translation. O Lord, causes all causes, if your transcendental body were not beyond the mode's material nature, one could not understand the difference between matter and transcendence. Only by your presence can one understand the transcendental nature of your lordship, who are the controller of material nature. Your transcendental nature is very difficult to understand unless one is influenced by the presence of your transcendental form. Kindly repeat. O Lord, causes all causes, if your transcendental body were not beyond the modes of material nature, one could not understand the difference between matter and transcendence. Only by your presence can one understand the transcendental nature of your lordship, who are the controller of material nature. Your transcendental nature is very difficult to understand unless one is influenced by the presence of your transcendental form. Purport. It is said, Traguna visaya veda nistragunya bhavarjuna. Unless one is situated in transcendence, one cannot understand the transcendental nature of the Lord. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.29, Atapiti deva padam bujadvaja prasadana lesanu grahita evahi janati tatam bhagavan mahino Nyachanya ekopi chirambichimbam. Only by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can one understand Him. Those who are in the most material nature, although speculating for thousands of years, cannot understand Him. The Lord has innumerable forms, Ramadi Murti Sukaleni Yamena Tistam. And unless these forms, such as Lord Ramachandra, Narsinghadev, Krishna, and Balaram, were transcendental, how could they be worshipped by devotees since time immemorial? Bhaktyaman Avijanati Javanchas Chasmitatvatha, Bhagavad Gita 18:55. Devotees who awaken their transcendental nature in the presence of the Lord and who follow the rules and regulations of devotional service can understand Lord Krishna, Lord Ramachandra, and other incarnations who are not of this material world, but who come from the spiritual world for the benefit of the people in general. If one does not take this process, one imagines or manufactures some form of God according to material qualities and can never awaken a real understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The words Bhaktyaman Avijanati Javanjas Chasmitatvataha signify that unless one worships the Lord according to the regulative devotional principles, one cannot awaken the transcendental nature. Deity worship, even in the absence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, awakens the transcendental nature of the devotee, who thus becomes increasingly attached to the Lord's lotus feet. The appearance of Krishna is the answer to all imaginative iconography of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone imagines the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to his mode of material nature. In the Brahma Samhita, it is said that the Lord is the oldest person. Therefore, a section of religionists imagine that God must be very old, and therefore they depict a form of the Lord like a very old man. But in the same Brahma Samhita, that is contradicted. Although he is the oldest of all living entities, he has his eternal form as fresh youth. The exact words used in this connection in the Srimad Bhagavatam are Vijnanam Ajnana Vidapamarjanam. Vijnana means transcendental knowledge of the Supreme Personality. Vijnana is also experienced knowledge. Transcendental knowledge has to be accepted by the descending process of the cyclic succession, as Brahma presents the knowledge of Krishna in the Brahma Samhita. Brahma Samhita is Vijnana as realized by Brahma's transcendental experience, and in that way he presented the form and the pastimes of Krishna in the transcendental abode. Ajnana Vidha means, quote, that which can be matched all kinds of speculations, unquote. In ignorance, people are imagining the form of the Lord. Sometimes he has no forms, and sometimes he has forms, according to their different imaginations. But the presentation of Krishna in the Brahma Samhita is Vijnana, scientific, experience knowledge given by Lord Brahma and accepted by Lord Chaitanya. There is no doubt about it. See Krishna's form, see Krishna's flute, Krishna's color, everything is reality. Here it is said that this Vijnanam is always defeating all kinds of speculative knowledge. Therefore, the demigods pray, Without your appearance as Krishna, as you are, neither Ajnanavidha, the nations of speculative knowledge, nor Vijnana will be realized. Ajnana vidapamarjanam. By your appearance, the speculative knowledge of ignorance will be vanquished, and the real experienced knowledge of authorities like Lord Brahma will be established. Men influenced by the three modes of material nature imagine their own God according to the modes of material nature. In this way, God is presented in various ways. But your appearance will be established what the real form of God is. The highest blunder committed by the impersonalist is to think that when the incarnation of God comes, he accepts a form of matter in the mode of goodness. Actually, the form of Krishna or Narayana is transcendental to any material idea. Even the greatest impersonalist, Shankaracharya, has admitted, Narayana Parovyaktat. The material creation is caused by the Avyakta, the impersonal manifestation of matter, of the non-phenomenal total reservoir of matter, and Krishna is transcendental to that material conception. This is expressed in the Srimad Bhagavatam as Shuddha Sattva, or transcendental. The Lord does not belong to the material mode of goodness, for he is above the position of material goodness. He belongs to the transcendental eternal status of bliss and knowledge. Dear Lord, the demigods pray, when you appear in your different incarnation, you take different names and forms according to different situations. Lord Krishna is your name because you are all attractive. You are called Shyama Sundara because of your transcendental beauty. Shyama means blackish. Yet they say that you are more beautiful than thousands of cupids. Kandarpa Kotika Maniya. Although you appear in a color which is compared to a blackish cloud, you are transcendental and absolute, transcendental absolute. And therefore, your beauty is many, many times more attractive than the delicate body of Cupid. Sometimes you are called Giridhari because you lifted Govardhan, because you lifted the hill known as Govardhan. You are sometimes called Nanda Nandana or Vasudeva or Devaki Nandana because you appear as the son of Maharaj Nanda or Devaki or Vasudeva. Impersonalists think that your many names or forms are according to a particular type of work and quality because they accept you from the position of material observer. Our dear Lord, the way of understanding is not to study your absolute nature, form and activities by mental speculation. One must engage himself in devotional service. Then one can understand your absolute nature and your transcendental form, name and quality. Actually, only a person who has a little taste for the service of your lotus feet can understand your transcendental nature or form and quality. Others may go on speculating for millions of years, but it is not possible for them to understand even a single part of your actual position. In other words, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, cannot be understood by the non-devotees because there is a curtain or yoga maya which covers Krishna's actual features. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 7.25, Naham Prakasya Sarvasya, the Lord says, I am not exposed to anyone and everyone. When Krishna came, he was actually present on the battlefield Kurukshetra, and everyone saw him, but not everyone could understand that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Still, everyone who died in the presence, in his presence, attained complete liberation from material bondage and was transferred to the spiritual world. Because foolish mudhas do not awaken their spiritual nature, they don't understand Krishna or Rama. Avajanantimu mudha manusintanum ashritam. Even big academic scholars, not considering the endeavor of the acharyas who have recommended devotional service in many elaborate commentaries and notes, think that Krishna is fictitious. This is due to a lack of transcendental knowledge and a failure to awaken Krishna consciousness. One could have the common sense to ask why, if Krishna or Rama were fictitious. Star Walk scholar like Sridhar Swami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatha Goswami, Biraragava Goswami, Vijayadvaja, Balavacharya, and many other recognized acharyas will have spent so much time to write about Krishna in notes and commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam. Any questions? This is a long purpose. Om Adhyana Timirandasya Gyanan Gyanan Salakaya Chaksuru Militan Yunatasmaya Sigurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simati Viravaho Prabhuriti Namini Sisyavrinata Vira Padapankaya Daini Prabhavashivraha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namini Namaste Saraswati Gauri Prachani Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Satarini Panchakalpataruvyascha Kripa Sindhuvayavacha Patitanam Vaishnaveyo Vaishnaveyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Okay, in this chapter it seems that Prabhupada's readings so long purposes, because this point, especially the main point of this of these prayers and these purports and the verse also, is about how the Lord is transcendental even when he appears in this material world. There's many misconceptions because it's very difficult to understand this. From the very beginning of his appearance up to the end of his Maushala Lila, Krishna exhibits his potencies as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet, so many foolish people took him as an ordinary man. There were so many like Duryodhana, Shishupala, Dantavakra, Jarasandha, and many others. This demon, they thought that Krishna was an ordinary man. And there is another class of people like the mundane scholars and also the impersonalist Mayavadis. They can understand Krishna. Therefore, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada quotes this verse from Lord Brahma, Atapi Tireva Padambujadaya, Prasada Lesano Grahita Evahi. Lesa means slightest, and Anugrahita means favor or mercy. Because without the mercy of Krishna, there is no possibility to understand what he is. There is in the Chana Charitamrita, there is a these pastimes of Sarvabhaumacharya, when Lord visit Jagannath Puri and he saw Lord Jagannath, he fainted. So happens that Sarvabhaumacharya was present in this moment, and he took his home. But even though everybody was telling him to Sarvabhaumacharya that Lord Chaitanya was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was not convinced. He couldn't understand that. His brother-in-law, Gopinathacharya, they have a discussion about this subject matter. Gopinathacharya was telling him that Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But it so happened that Sarvabhaumacharya, he thought was an ordinary sannyasi, ordinary human being. And because Lord Chaitanya took sannyas from one Mayavadi sannyasi called Keshava Varati. Varati is a sannyasi Mayavadi title, and there are 10 of these titles. And it's a second class title. So Sarvabhaumacharya, he saw Lord Chaitanya was a very young man, sannyasi, and was he so beautiful. And he wanted to protect him. So he was kind of feeling some affection for Lord Chaitanya. He was thinking that the Lord may fall down. So he wanted to elevate him to the Saraswati class of sannyasi, which is the first class among the Mayavadis. So he was offering to speak the Vedanta Sutra, to explain the Vedanta Sutra to him. But Gopinathacharya told him that that was out of question, because the Supreme Lord, because Lord Chaitanya was the Supreme Lord. But because Sarvabhaumacharya didn't have a slightest mercy from the Lord, he couldn't understand that. So anyway, Lord Chaitanya accepted. Sarvabhaumacharya was impersonalist, and he was the greatest scholar at that moment. So he was incarnation of Brihaspati. So he explained the Vedanta Sutra to Lord Chaitanya according to Sankaracharya's Sariraka-vasya. So he was speaking to him for 7 days. But the Lord Chaitanya kept silent. So some doubt arose in the mind of Sarvabhaumacharya whether the Lord Chaitanya was understanding his explanations. So he asked him. And Lord Chaitanya answered, "Yes, I can understand very clearly the Vedanta Sutra," he said. "But the way you are explaining the cloud, the real meanings." So in this way, Lord Chaitanya began to explain the real meanings of the Vedanta Sutra. Because Sarvabhaumacharya was explaining that the Lord is formless, ultimately is formless. But at the end, when Lord Chaitanya gives so incredible explanation and so many points about the Mayavadi philosophy, and at the end, he explained the Atmarama verse in 18 different ways, Sarvabhaumacharya could see that this explanation were not possible for ordinary human beings. So he understood that Lord Chaitanya was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he surrendered to him. So Lord Chaitanya gave his mercy to him, and he became one of his most intimate associates. So this is the process. This is the process to understand Lord Chaitanya. Bhaktyamanga vijanati javan chasmi tasvitaha, he said. The Lord said, only by devotional service can be understood. Because when the Lord is pleased by devotional service, he revealed himself to the devotee. And this way, the devotee can understand and can know the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is always many controversies between the personalists and impersonalists about the appearance of the Lord in the human form. This is like an eternal debate. since the beginning. And 5,000 years ago, they were impersonalists. And they will continue. Since the Lord exists, the living entity exists, and the speculations also exist. They will also be like this. Even when this, the Lord spoke the Vedas to Brahma, and when the sages were present, each sage understood in a different way. So this is the way. So unless one is blessed by the parampara system and becomes submissive and becomes so receptive and accept humbly the instructions and all the teachings of the acharyas, one will continue to speculate. This is actually a disease. Prabhupada explains here. There are so many speculators. And this way, one can imagine different things. We have experienced in many processes of religion how people can imagine things, especially in Western country. As Prabhupada explained, he's how they depicted God with a long beard and wrinkles. But how God can be the controller of everything, can become all. That is contradiction. The same contradiction that is explained in the Vedanta, in the Brahma Sanhita, but even he is the oldest, but still he is eternal youth. This is God. How can God can become all and with bodily pains? This is contradiction. So the Mayavadis argue that God cannot be seen, because since he is formless, how can you see form? How can you see spiritual also? But Srila Prabhupada explained that if God has no form, so what are we going to hear about it? Because the Mayavadis speak also about love of God and also about service to God. But at the end, God is formless. So how can we love something that has no form? Or how can we render service something that cannot accept service because it has no hands, no mouth, no ears, no eyes? So we engage in this chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day to develop love for Krishna. So what will be your position? Instead of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we will just chant God is formless, God is formless, God is formless. For how long we will keep this? How can we develop love for something that has no form? So this is Prabhupada explained here is the, how do you word he used? The greatest blunder. It's a big mistake. It's a big mistake from part of the impersonalists. I think they feel some fear because to keep feelings and relationships bring attachments. And attachments result sometimes, most of the time, in suffering. So the Mayavadis have some fear. That's what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. Prosta pradaisa mne, nivosha nichivo. He said, just surrender to me. Do not fear, he said. Do not fear. I was thinking all the time this way, why Krishna said, no, no fear. I mean, what is the fear to surrender to Krishna? And I can't understand still. But I guess there are some fears because when we have some attachment for sense gratifications, sometimes we don't want to give up. In order to surrender to Krishna, this soul will give up. This may be one type of fear, but I don't know specifically what Krishna said, do not fear. Because we're supposed to have fear of Maya. But I guess we don't have enough fear of Maya. We are very complacent. And we are very dear. Maya is very dear. Because even though at the end we understand the result is suffering, but still the desire to enjoy is there. So the Krishna is always, the Supreme God is always a person. Huh? He's always a person. And his form, his name, his activities are always transcendental. When Krishna exhibits his form, is out of the causeless mercy upon his devotees. The devotees feel ecstatic when he see the Lord or hear about the Lord, the pastimes. Krishna said, Jama karma chame divyan. His jama, his birth, and karma, his activities, are always divyan. They are transcendental. They are called lilas. Lilas because Krishna is in control. At the beginning, we were speaking about the Mausala Lila. Anyone knows what the Mausala Lila is? Anyone doesn't know? Mausala is a Sanskrit word which means fight cloud. Because at the end, when Krishna was ending his pastimes, he has also taken the Jadus, his family, because if he was representing a burden for the earth, because the Jadus were so powerful, and they would feel that they were developed so much pride, and there would be a burden of the earth. So Krishna wanted to take them. So happened he's by the curse of Gandhari. By the pretext of the curse of Gandhari, Gandhari cursed him that he will also the cause of the destruction of his family. He reunited all these Jadu family in the Prayag, was Prayag, and then they drank some liquor. And they become intoxicated and they start to fight with clubs, with iron rods actually. And they all kill each other. And Krishna, with excuse of the hunters, shot arrow at him. He also left to the spiritual world. So this is the Mausalya Lila. So when the impersonal said, I am God, and these my activities are lilas, Prabhupada said, I kick in the face. This is also my lila, he said. This is also my lila. So well, what kind of lila an ordinary human being can have? When we are suffering, we are suffering from disease, and somebody says, why are you suffering? This is my lila. How can we be lila? Suffering upon is forces to us upon by the laws of nature. But Krishna never is under the influence of the material nature. In this, because all these energies, he is the source of all the energies, he is the control of the origins. So the impersonalists argue that there is a Brahma, Nirguna Brahma, and the Saguna Brahma. They say that Brahman is Nirguna without any qualities, and when he descends, he has said the Saguna Brahma, the Saguna form. He has said material body. He says in the mode of goodness. But Saguna, Krishna, is by his internal potency. He's nirguna at the same time because he's never in touch with the material energy. He is the controller. Prabhupada gave the example of the king. When the king visits the prison house and enter there, this doesn't mean that the king becomes one of the prisoners. The same way, when Krishna descends, he apparently manifests his form. And because the idea is that form means material, for the impersonal form means material, name means material. So whatever opposite is from matter, from material, it has to be formless and without names and without qualities. So we have this saguna form of the deities. That's called saguna, because the deities are made from material elements. But since Krishna, for Krishna there is no difference between spiritual and material. Krishna can transform the matter into spirit. We see that every day, huh? When we offer bhoga to the Lord, whatever we cook is matter, right? Material elements, the vegetables. But we call prasadam. After the Lord eats, it's called prasadam. That means he becomes spiritual. There is a... Oops, it's so late. Sorry. I didn't realize. Well, I'm going to just end it here. There is in Montreal, and the devotees pass on one pamphlet to the students. What is read? See matter turn into spirit before your very eyes. So the next day there were so many students to attend this. So the devotees brought so many plates of bhoga, and put it in front of all the students. So the temple president was telling it, please don't touch anything yet, because you see, this is matter, and you will see how they turn into spiritual before your eyes. So he called one devotee, and he brought the picture of Panchatattva and he began to offer the old plates that were in front of the students. He recited the mantras for offerings. And when he finished, the temple president said, you see? You see the difference? All these plates are now spiritual. And before everybody challenged, if anybody challenged that they couldn't see the difference, he said, now eat it, he said, and you will see the effects. So this is the way. So we probably conceive with these mundane eyes the transformation, but it happens. It happens because the Acharya said that, Krishna said this, and we accept it because there is no any mistake by accepting this. Because this is Vijnana, as Prabhupada said. This Vijnana is science. It's no sentiment. And it's no belief. So this is Nirguna, the service of Nirguna. And when the devotees serve Krishna, that's what he said. Krishna is telling to Arjuna, Triguna Visayaveda, Nishtriguna of Arjuna, become Nirguna, he said. So Prabhupada explained that if we keep our consciousness in Krishna consciousness, we always in Nirguna. And he explained this is the aim of life. So I stop here. Thank you so much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada ki. All glories to you. Hare Krishna. Wow, it's tough. So late. Thank you.